Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, coming back to the channel, always supporting, always coming every Tuesday to check out the new interviews that we have going along. Super excited for the person that I have here with you, the one that I want to share. The interview, this conversation that we're about to have, is just exciting for me because I'm learning how to develop things internally for myself, and it's also doing it for other people that I'm either interviewing as well. So it's just, it's a really cool thing, experience to go through, and I hope you guys can learn and it teaches you guys something too, and we just continue to do what I'm always set out to do, which is let's grow, and let's learn. That's the whole purpose of the Mac Effect, guys. So today, guys, he kind of lost his job with me because I have none anymore, but he gained it with my two kids. So once in a while, I'm able to make the trip down to Paramount and take my kids, my sons, to get their haircut. But today, guys, we're going to be interviewing owner of RC's Barbershop, Robert.
Thank
What's
you.
Up, Robert?
Thank you for inviting me to your podcast, The Mac Effect.
Appreciate it, bro. Thanks for coming in, man. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. A little nervous, but I'll get through it.
It always starts like that. I tell people that's how it goes. We'll ask a couple questions in the beginning. We'll ease into it, and then we'll go. But I appreciate, even in your nerves, that you were brave enough to say, well, let's do it.
Yep.
So thanks for that. So, Robert, I know you as the owner of RC's. I know that you've been in Paramount for quite some time, but we've never really had the opportunity to hang out or to really kind of know each other on a more personal basis. Yep. So if you don't mind, I always like asking people a little bit of questions as far as like, just share with me a little bit of, you know, where you come from. Like, where did Robert, where was he born? Where did he grow up? Like, where'd your culture come from?
Okay, well, I grew up in Long Beach.
Okay.
I grew up in Long Beach. I lived there till probably the age of 24, then moved to a city nearby, then pretty much stayed there for a couple, maybe like 10 years.
Okay.
And then I moved out here closer to you.
Yeah, now we are a little closer. Okay. So you were born in Long Beach.
In Long Beach.
Okay. What year?
I was born 78.
No, I don't think that's my as I get older, I'm like, dude, my age or my year, now my kids are like, dang, dad. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It is what
I
it
know,
is.
I know, right?
Okay, so, all right. And how was it growing up in Long Beach for you?
It was a little tough. You know, the neighborhoods that we grew up at.
Like what area?
Long Beach.
North Long Beach.
In North Long Beach, I went to Jordan High School.
Oh, okay. Is that the one that's right off the freeway?
Yes, off of 91 and Atlantic Boulevard.
Yeah, yeah.
I graduated there 1996. Sounds like a long time ago.
I think my brother is 99 or 98, one of the two, but feels like a long time, bro, but we still young.
Yeah.
Our generation, I don't want to get into it too much, but if you compare our generation to the generation that's now,
it's a little
almost
different.
Chingones way. Yeah, like we're
different. I mean, now I think about my dad when he was my age, you know, and I'm like, at that time I was like, man, my dad's old, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a little different, you know?
Yeah. It's a trip. It's a trip. So, okay. Long Beach. What kind of student were you? Were you someone that was like straight A student, academics? You got valedictorian?
No. To be honest with you, I mean, I graduated. I don't know how I did it. De panzazo, you know, I graduated. Thank God. But I wasn't never good in school, you know, but I still went, you know, got my good grades.
Did you play any sports?
I played baseball for a couple of years.
Nice.
For a little bit. Yeah, it was hard because I tried out, didn't make it, until finally I made it. I didn't give up and I finally made it.
Made it like in your last years?
I think it was my 11th and senior year.
Nice. Yes. Nice. That's good. And I'm, again, this is why I like having these conversations, dude, because then you end up finding out you have something in common with people. Like, I went to Paramount High. I tried out for basketball. I love basketball. And people that know me are like, dude, you're pretty good. The people that know me, when I say I tried out for basketball, I promise you, they probably look at me and say, well, you made it. I didn't make it.
Yeah, that's what happened to me, too.
I didn't make it 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th. Y ya by 11th. Yeah, ya me desanimé y dije, well, I'm not even going to try out for 12.
Oh, no.
So I didn't even go for it, but I should have. But regardless, that was my situation or my case. But okay. And what is baseball something that you're kind of passionate about or was passionate and no longer, or what's going on with baseball?
Even after high school, I still played like Sunday league.
Okay.
Maybe till the age of 32. Okay. And I got injured. And since I was a barber, I had to stop, you know.
Got it.
I can't miss work.
Like, got it. You, what position you play?
But when high school, I was playing the outfield, right? And I think left field. And okay. Then when I started playing Sunday league, it would be second or first base.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second base is tough, dude. Second base is tough. First base, well, I don't know. I've never really played baseball. I just hear people say infield is like a really tough position to play.
Third base is
even worse.
It's the bombs.
Yeah. You get
grounders. Boom.
Well, especially people right-handed. Most people are. Te dan los batazos para allá. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you were saying you played Sunday league, but you were also cutting hair. You were already, at this time, were you already a business owner or were you an employee?
By the time I was playing Sunday league, I was already a business owner.
Yeah, okay.
I opened in 2006, I believe.
All right.
Yep.
And how did that flourish, bro? Like, how did you eventually get to a place after high school, you know, were you already in a relationship? Were you not in a relationship? Because I'm trying to just kind of understand, you know, how'd you manage the stuff around you to eventually say, you know, or how did it come about where you're like, let me try to open a barbershop?
Well, I've been with my wife 26 years, married 21 years, and pretty much high school sweethearts.
Wow. So, okay. You met her in high school?
In high school, yeah. Okay. We met each other in high school. And before I get into it, everybody knows me as the face of RC's Barbershop. But to be honest with you, the real boss is my wife. She's like behind. Oh, I'm not lying. She's the one that controls everything, you know, in a good way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she's the one, payroll, taxes, everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Look, I'm glad that you share that, dude, because that's vulnerability and that's honesty. Like, people think, like, you know, I'm the face and I'm the one that runs the show, but you're only as good as how your foundation at home is.
Yep.
And if your wife is able to be your backbone and support and be there for you and help, y te quita de todo ese stress, and your job is just go out there and cut, dude.
She gets on me because of that, though, sometimes, you know?
Because you're too busy?
She just tells me, you got to start doing this.
Oh, got it.
I'm like, I know, but it's kind of hard, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, we've been together 26 years.
Okay.
I started at a shop in Paramount. Well, actually, I started at a beauty salon in North Long Beach. I was there probably like 6 months.
Okay.
And
where did the passion for hair come from?
Well,
or it was like, it's the passion of money, bro.
Cutting, I think, when I was like in junior high.
Okay.
In junior high, but because pops didn't have money, you know, to like weekly or every 2 weeks. Yeah. It was like whenever there was something special.
Yeah.
That's when he used to, you know, take us to the barbershop. And eventually where he used to take us, one of the guys opened up a barbershop on Paramount and Rosecrans. I don't know if you remember.
Uh-huh.
By the Jack in the Box.
Okay.
So it used to be called Garcia's.
Okay.
Back in the days. The owner found out I was at a beauty salon, so he hired me.
Okay.
I was there part-time because I was still going to barber school. And then from there, it took off. Game over.
So it was a couple years that you were working for someone else, and then eventually you're like...
I think I worked for somebody else probably like maybe 6-7 years.
Yeah. Which, you know what I want to say about that, Robert? Again, we've never really had these conversations, but I think that's what this generation is lacking. They do it for 5-6 months, y ya creen que ya es tiempo de ir a lanzarse a un negocio, un trabajo. You did it for 6 years, which shows you, like, you, where are you going to learn more, in 6 months or in 6 years?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is, like, that's a good attribute that you carry or that you're showing, because it shows that you were in there for the right purposes. Like, I know I have to give my integrity to my boss and my job. I'm going to learn it well, and then te aventaste this.
Yeah, well, that's what I tell all my barbers that been at the shop or they're there now. I do tell them, I'm like, look, you guys got to learn. Be a sponge. I go, like, me personally, I didn't have, well, back in the days, the owners wouldn't, like, try to teach you anything. You had to kind of learn on yourself, you know, by yourself. So yeah. I tell them, look, you're here. we might not be talking about a certain subject, you know, barber-wise. I go, but eventually you're going to learn certain things. Even if I'm not talking to you about it, yeah. Believe me, whether it's from me or the other barbers that are there, yeah. You're going to learn.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay. And cuando te aventaste to open up the shop, how old were you?
I think I was probably like 28, probably.
28. And how much money you had in your pocket 24. To say, hay que aventarnos?
Not much, but I had enough to cover certain, because this is my second barbershop. I had to relocate from the first one.
Correct.
So right there, what I started doing, I started buying chairs here and there, you know, and then I keep them in the garage.
No, I'm asking the question, Robert, because I want people to see, like, sometimes when you're trying to open up a business, like when I started the Mac Effect, I'm a one-man show, bro. I don't have someone holding my camera, the lights, telling me this looks good, this looks bad. Like, I'm doing it all on my own. Mm-hmm. And with you, it's like, that's what I'm trying to show everyone. It's like, you got to have guts.
No, it's scary, you know. Yeah. But like I said, my wife has been my backbone for everything.
That's beautiful.
For everything, you know.
Awesome.
We like, manifest, you know. It took a while for us to actually get the first place. The owner, he was, you know, you're too young, you know. I'm like, it's your first place.
Tenía miedo. Uh-huh.
So yep. I kept bugging him. And then he eventually like, okay, you know what? I need to see that you have enough money for a year. Usually, you know, it's like first and last. We went, started signing. Boom. Because I was ready. I was literally ready.
Yeah.
And he gave me that opportunity. Thank God. Yeah.
Thank God that he did. And sometimes we need those people around us that are just willing to give us that opportunity. And you've been doing this now. And now that you've been doing this, do you feel like you could have done things differently, or are you happy with where you're at and where you're heading to?
Oh, definitely. I could have done a lot of, I said we, because
my Your wife and you,
we could have done
it.
A lot of things differently, because, I went from being a barber to a shop owner. You know, one of the things that I did mess up on, I think, was being a friend. Bottom line, to become a boss, you have to be an asshole. Excuse my language. But, you know, just kind of like, you can't be too nice, but then you can't be too much of a, you know, to the employees. But I know that the first 2 years, it was good financially, but barber-wise, it was kind of hell for me.
Why?
I was too nice to them. I was a friend. I was a friend, you know.
But what would happen? Like, would they, like, leave you? Would they
they wouldn't want to do haircuts, you know, customers. And, or like, hey, I'll be back, you see Ivan, you know, and then come back later, you know. So that was kind of hard.
I get it. And these are the things as business owners, like when I worked in staffing, I was a manager, right? So I'm in charge of hiring, firing, you know, bringing people in, doing the orientation, all this stuff. But I get what you're saying, because I had never done management before. And doing management, like, for yourself or for people around, like your wife or people around you, it's different. But then when you're doing it for other people and they don't have the same work habits as you have, it does get a little challenging, because you're like, wait, the break was 30 minutes, not 45. Like, what makes you think that's okay? Like, I don't get it, but I understand.
Yeah.
Because it you didn't deal with this before. Before you were just an employee, you just had to worry about yourself. Now you got to worry about how the flow of the shop is going.
I always tell them, like, look, just pretend this shop is yours. Like, wherever, if you're working here, whatever job you're doing, work like if you own the company.
Yeah. And then and
eventually that's what's going to help you when you open your shop.
Yeah. Or in any job, which that's what I like. It's true. In any company that I have worked, I work like if it's my own. And I'm telling viewers or anyone that's listening, like, just work, do your best, do what you got to do. Be like integridad. Like that's what I'm talking about. Have integridad, give it the respect that it deserves. And then if one day it taught you something to go off and branch off on your own, go for it. And if not, then keep growing there and keep trying to get up that corporate ladder and do it, you know?
Yep.
Pero I agree with you. If you go in it with 100%, tarde o temprano, owners will see that, this is not a guy you just mess around with. Like, this is someone that we can invest, we can build future around, and the company can grow mm-hmm. with. So that's yep. good.
That's true.
All right. So what life experiences have you felt either with the shop or your wife also being part of it in this with you that you can maybe share with other people that, you know what, I didn't know this was going to bring this many problems or issues around my family or even myself that maybe, you know, we don't know about?
Well, barber-wise, I don't even know what to say on that.
Yeah.
Problems, I have no problems. That's a good thing. But, a good problem to have is I can't attend all my clients. Mm. That's a good problem to have, you know?
Yeah. And I see, dude, that you even post once in a while, like, I got this opening, and I just keep clicking through the stories, and I don't even get the chance to, like, reply or say anything because it's like, oh, boom, taken, done.
Yeah,
and
I kind of slowed down on that. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take a break.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to the back and relax.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you need that.
Yeah, okay. And one thing that I've learned about barbershops, I wasn't like this before in the past. I would just go in. I would be a very quiet person. I'm just like, just give me my damn haircut and I'm going to get out of here. But I have learned as I'm growing, maybe that probably wasn't the best approach because you also get to build really cool friendships.
Yep, you do.
And I saw an Instagram post the other day where a barber was about to cut an employee, a customer's hair. Y le dice, ¿cuánto es el corte de pelo? Y dice, ¿con terapia o sin terapia? Seriously. Y luego le dice, no, pues, ¿cuánto es con terapia? $60. Y sin, it's 30. And he's like, oh, pues, démele 30. And then the barber puts tape in his mouth. And he's like, all right, then don't talk. Because I guess those are moments where, like, guys have an opportunity to just be guys.
Yeah.
And share things that are like, you know what? You know, I've heard conversations where people talk. That's how I started to get to know you and other people around the shop. Because finally, I didn't even start talking to you guys because of me. It was more because of my kids. Yeah. And then it evolved from there. Right?
Yep.
So what cool relationships can you say that you're like,
I see you having conversations with Udi now.
Yeah.
Well, when you were going, you know. But yeah, one real quick about the terapia. I always tell my customers, I go, look, the haircut's free, but the terapia I had to charge for it. Like, seriously.
That's funny.
Yep. I need to make a shirt like that.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. It's like, good idea. Or put it on the, just for fun, like on the shop, like, yeah. Hey, haircut with therapy, this much or whatever, you know, but. What cool relationships have you come across that you're like, hey, this is a pretty neat one?
Man, well, I mean, I can't particularly point one out, but I mean, I have a bunch of, man, business owners, doctors,
yeah,
ball players, radio hosts,
yeah,
podcast.
No, you know what? But at the end of the day, dude, like even the way you're saying it, I can feel it. Like, I'm not, I asked the question because it's just a cool question to ask, but even your response, I can feel it because you're so humble, Robert, that you're just like, I'm not a name dropper. Like, I could, you definitely could, but you're just kind of like, at the end of the day, these are guys. Like, they're normal human beings just like us. And I think me also being married to my wife, I've been around people and I've seen celebrities that I'm also in a point where I'm like, look, I get it. It's nice to have all these things and to whatever, but we're human beings at the end of the day.
Exactly.
We're all human beings. So, si me encuentro sometimes with certain people, Robert, not with everyone. Like, I don't want to give examples of names, but I do want to say, like, certain celebrities that are big names that I've seen in person that I've seen, I'm like, I don't know, like, just they rubbed me the wrong way. Just it didn't feel like. Like, si se creían más de uno.
The vibe wasn't there.
Yeah, just, mm-mm. But then there has been some that I've met that I'm like, oh my, like, I'm starstruck. Like, I'll give you an example. It's weird, dude. I give this example all the time. But when I met my mother-in-law, I wasn't even starstruck with Jenny. And people are like, how? And I'm like, because they would go to the church that I would go to. So I would see them once in a while. And no se me hacían así. When I met Esteban, I was a little starstruck with Esteban. Because
of sports.
Yes, because he was a Dodger, bro. Yeah. So I'm like, oh my goodness, this is Esteban Loaiza. But then we met a couple times, we spoke, we hung out, and then eventually I'm like, he's just another dude.
Yeah.
Like, he's just another dude. And that's why, as I'm saying this to you, I'm like, oh, it's cool that, you know, I asked that question, but you're very humble about it, and I appreciate that. Let's see. When it comes to your family dynamic, you've been married with your wife for 26 years, or 26 years?
No, married 21.
21.
We've been
together for 26. Share a little bit about marriage, bro. Like, give me the tip. Give me the secrets. Like, you know, to make it 26 years, one, my hat's off, bro, because it's beautiful. How does one make it work, man?
You have to support each other, dude. Support each other. I think I'm the one que me regañan más, you know? Mm-hmm. So you have to learn how to, like, if your spouse is telling you, hey, you know what? Don't do this like this. Do this like that. Or, you know, you did this wrong. And to me, till now, it still cost me, like, an issue to, like, accept. You know, I get, like, todo enojado or whatever. I'm trying, you know? But you just got to love each other and respect each other.
That's good. I asked Robert because I want other marriages to see, because we're in an age where todos is just like, quit, get another one. And it's like, that's easy to do.
It's funny that you bring up marriage.
Go ahead.
A few years back, I seen, we were, I think, at a boxing event at the, when it used to be the Staples Center. And we were going to go get some drinks, and we seen Chickies.
Okay.
We seen Chickies, and as you know, one of my cousins used to work for Chickies, right? She came up to us, and like,
FYI fans, para que no estén pensando what cousin, Omi, ustedes conocen a la Omi, ella anda ahí.
La Omi.
En veces todavía está ahí, and I'm like, I even asked her straight up, I said, Omi, like, do you work? And she's like, we're, you know, it's back and forth or whatever. But yeah, like Omi.
Yeah,
shout out Omi. Love you. Appreciate. I see all the work that you do. I see the love that you have for Cheekies, for Jenica, for the family, for even my little one, JJ. Shout out Omi.
Have you tried her tuna? The way she makes her tuna?
Los aguachiles. Bomb. It went viral. Wait, yes. It went viral. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, so we seen Cheekies, and she's like, oh my God, you know, said hi to us. But I was like, wait, you're the star.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh my God, I've been following you guys. You know, I love your marriage, how you guys, you know, and there's a lot of people that tell us that. But the thing is that, like, we're normal. We have our ups and downs like everybody, you know. Mm-hmm. Nobody could say that you have a perfect marriage.
Correct.
If you have a perfect marriage, it's
you're lying.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
I've told people, bro, if you're telling me you have a perfect marriage, please come to my show. I want to talk to you. One, if it's true, show us. But I know for a fact it doesn't exist.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So you said, you know, obviously there's disagreements here and there. Y uno la lleva más. It almost sounds familiar, like in my marriage, el que la caga más soy yo. And I get it. I get it. I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, any marriage, like, hay que no hacernos mensos. Like, I know that in all marriages, there's times where your wife tells you, I don't like that friendship.
Oh, she tells me all the time.
Right?
And she's...
And vice versa. No hay que hacernos. As a man, you also are like, babe, I'm not too sure about that friendship either. You know, how do you deal with those?
Well, I'm going to be honest. She has, like, this extra sense, and she could smell it, you know, and she tells me all the time. And there's times that I'm like, no, like you said... Pues estoy como con los ojos como dice tapados, you know. But she tells me, just watch. And sure enough, this person is up to no good or whatever, you know. They want something, like leashes, you know. But that's going back to the question. I guess I have to come to my senses. Sometimes when I come to my senses and I realize, okay, it was my bad. Okay, let's get this going.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, like you said, most of the time it's uno, you know?
Yeah. And I think when it comes to marriages, though, Robert, if you have pure love for one another, like real love, even in the ups and downs when it comes to the friendships around you that you're not too familiar with or comfortable with, like you guys will find a way to figure it out.
Yes.
Figure it out, which is really good. Now, also, when it comes to being in a marriage, there comes a time where you've been together for quite some time and you start asking the question, let's start a family. How has that journey been for you guys?
Having a family, it's a little bit personal, but I'm going to share a little something. When I got married, I knew that my wife wasn't able to have children.
Okay.
You know, we still went through it, you know, still got married, you know. I had a big talk with my suegro, you know, just, you know, man to man. And eventually, you know, with the business growing, my wife was doing research. I didn't even know about this. We're doing research about surrogacy. And, you know, we tried a couple of years, didn't work until finally, I think we started probably like in 2016 or so. And then finally, 2015 or 16. And then my daughter was born 2019.
What's her name?
Janelle. Yeah. Her birthday's in 2 days.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Any plans?
She wants us to take her to some amusement parks.
Okay. So. Nice. Nice. And she was born 2016, 2024. So she's going to be 8.
No, she wasn't born. She was born 2019.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
In 2016, we were trying to do process and
start the process. And
it didn't work. We kept failing.
Yeah. So thanks for sharing. And now that you have your daughter, she was born 2019?
Yes.
2019, 24. So she's going to be 5.
She's going to be 5.
How has she changed your guys' lives?
She's a blessing.
Yeah.
A blessing. I told my wife, you know what? She kind of got upset at first. I go, babe, I go, you know how they say que un hombre no se enamora dos veces? That's a lie. I go, because I fell in love again. But you know what? She knows what I mean.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, of course. But there's a different type of love.
Brings joy to both sides of the families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, que hace la niña que, you know, that, like, just moves your heart, bro? Like, something that she's done that you're just like, damn, like, she's so freaking awesome and she doesn't even know it.
Well, the main thing when she calls you papi,
yeah,
you know, but for us, it's kind of crazy because I have a picture of my mom when she was a baby. Mm-hmm. So when she was born, she didn't get to meet her mom, right? And I have another picture of my daughter, idénticas. Wow. Idénticas. And then my grandmother passed a few years back on my dad's side, right? Okay. And we see her and she does gestos igualita.
Crazy.
Igualita.
Crazy.
And then she loves butterflies.
Yeah.
My grandma loved butterflies.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God.
That's a trip, bro. Like, yo y Jackie también en veces tenemos ciertas conversaciones. Like, hay cosas que a los niños o a las niñas, like, we haven't showed them. Like, no les hemos enseñado. Mm-hmm. Pero solitos hacen cosas que nosotros hicimos when we were kids or whatever. I'll give you an example. El otro día, el más chiquito estaba tirando un berrinche en la tienda. We spanked him. Jackie spanked him first, and he looked at Jackie and he said, "That didn't hurt." So then I turned him around and I hit him. "That didn't hurt." I turned him again and I hit him hard, bro. And he's like, "That didn't hurt." Y ya lo sentamos or whatever. But then Jackie's like, "Where did he learn this from?" And I said, "You want me to tell you something crazy? I did that to my mom and to my dad."
Oh, really?
Like, they would spank me and I would tell them, "No duele." And I'm like, but I never have taught him that.
¿Y dolió o no dolió?
No, sí. Sí, sí, dolía. Dude, with the things that my parents would spank me with, they wouldn't spank me often, but when they would, the extension cords.
You can't do that to kids these days.
No,
they'll call the cops on you.
Yeah, well, call them. I tell my kids, here's the phone number, bro. Call them. Give them a call. But I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Totally different times. Le digo a mi mamá eso. Le digo, les voy a pegar, deme la extensión. And she's like, that's loco. Like, you ain't hitting them. Yeah. And I'm like, you used to hit me. But that's another topic. That's another day. But yeah, dude, kids, like, it's in their DNA. It goes to show you que las cosas que uno tiene que mejorar ellos también van a pasar por cosas similares because they're carrying our DNA.
Yes, exactly.
They're carrying us. And then in the environment that you grow up in, they even see how you behave, how you react, how you are doing things. So they eventually become like you. Because I've seen your post, bro. Like, you're posting, you're driving, first of all, this really dope truck. And then you have it right there next to you.
The Foringona.
Yeah. Yeah, that blue one?
Yeah.
I think it's nice, dude.
La Azul, we call it La Azul. La Azul? Oh, my daughter put the name La Azul.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you call it?
La Foringona.
what year is it?
It's 1980.
Okay.
Ford Lariat.
You're going to have to do me a favor. Send me a picture so that I can add it on there so that I can show people exactly. Okay. Or a quick little video tour around the truck.
We'll do that.
Beautiful, beautiful classic truck, guys. But I see you post that she's in the middle, your wife's there, and you guys are going out or whatever. And I'm like, dude, it takes a lot of work to get to a place where your family can get together like this, you know, build a family, you know, and not let the outside world tear it apart.
Yes.
Have you ever felt like other people outside of you, like, want to cause problems or want to separate you guys?
Not separate us, you know, but sometimes, you know, like, you could feel it, you know, like, not a lot of people, there's people out there that, like, I have posted something, like a thing on TikTok before, where it says, esa como with my truck, right? Esa troca no es de que alguien la quiera, sino que tú no la tengas. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you could have like the nice big house, and a person might not want that house, but he doesn't want you to have it.
So it might not be, I get what you're saying. It might not be like a direct, like, I'm wishing bad upon you, but it's envy.
Yeah.
And that's what enviness causes, bro. It's like, well, if I don't have it, I don't want him to have it. Because if he doesn't have it, then I feel better that I don't have it either.
Yeah.
Because we do live in a world, bro, where right now entitlement is crazy, bro. But that's another subject. Yeah, that's going to go into a deeper rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Robert, well, we've been pretty much chatting it up for a little bit over 40 minutes. Anything in your mind, in your heart, or something that you're like, you know what, this is something that I've never spoken about, or that you do want to say, I actually do want to share this about me or my situation?
Well, like earlier we had a conversation, you know, how you said being a stay-at-home dad, you know, I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, as long as both spouses are good with that and you guys could survive, you know, feed the family.
Yeah.
That's all good. My wife always tells me, win the lotto so I could stay home, so she could stay home. And I'm like, well, if I win the lotto, I'm gonna stay home. You know, but, I mean, nowadays you need two paychecks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, two paychecks. I know when COVID hit, that was probably like the hardest for me.
Yeah.
Like the hardest punch in the gut, you know, or below the belt.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. Share that a little bit. Cause you know, a lot of people were like, only essential places are going to stay open. I had no idea how essential barbershops were until that happened.
Well, I think a lot of shops, Orange County, Riverside County, they stayed open, but LA County, they were shut down.
I didn't know that. You know,
some of them still like open here and there. But for me,
like, let's be real. We know a lot of them that were doing it in their backyard. Like, it's just, let's be real.
I tried that.
Let's be real.
You know, for like a weekend or two at my house with certain customers, you know, but it wasn't me. Like, I have never, once I got my license, went professional, I never went back to cutting in a garage until COVID hit. And man, it's hard. How could I say? You still got to pay the bills from home, the business. You know, that is hard.
The rent.
But luckily, my wife, she's the one who held us down, you know.
I think
the little saving that we had. Because when that hit, we had barely moved to, you know, where we're at right now. And we had a new house, a 6-month-year-old baby, brand new car that I was paying, we were paying for months that we couldn't even use because where was I going to go?
Yeah.
So that was a little stress. It was a little bit stressful for me. It was hard.
I could imagine. Like, these are the things that I ask people. I'm like, look, I cannot say no. It's like, we all go through our hardships. Like, COVID affected a lot of people, bro. Like, you're just saying, you were in one of the businesses that the county was shutting down. Yep. And you got stuff, you just moved in, 6 month old, you know, which brings me to my next question. I know you're saying that you and your wife, you know, work as a team and she helps you with like pretty much like the back end, the office, the administration work for RC's, the barbershop. Does she work?
She works also. Okay. She has a full-time job.
Yeah. So yeah. That's she pretty much has two yeah. jobs. She has a full-time and a part-time.
Yep.
And it's crazy. And
she says she has two kids. My daughter and me.
We got to bring her and interview her and be like, how do you handle it? How do you do it? But I get it. Everyone that's watching, that if you're married, if you're in a relationship, and even if you're not married and you're single, but you're going to get close to that because one day you will, God willing, be ready for these things.
Yeah.
Marriage, I tell people, I'm learning, marriage is... I went into it, bro, thinking like, heck yeah, dude, now I'm going to get married. I'm going to have my wife. Like, she's going to make me lunch and I'm going to go to work and we're going to have a family. Like, yo ya la estaba pintando. How's it going to be for me? But the reality of marriage, bro, the truth about marriage is you married so that you can die because now you're ready to give your life up for her and for the kids.
Yep. Exactly.
Y si te toca a ti un ratito de like, well, te va a tocar because both of you are going to like, well, you know, like the goal is, you know, go on vacations, you know, well, not, it doesn't even require vacations, but it's just you work together as a team.
Yes.
So you mentioned earlier, you know, the stay at home dad. Now we are in a world where it's more looked okay upon, but it's what works for your family, dude.
Yes,
really. Exactly. I think we were so back in the days captivated in the sense of like, you got to make sure everyone else thinks that this is how your marriage is supposed to work and that's the best way to do it. When the truth is you have to make it work for you and not care what other people have to think or say. Yep. Because I'm different than you, dude. You're different than me. I can't tell you, well, look, this is what works for my marriage because it's not going to work for yours. We're different.
You could just give consejo.
Yeah.
It might work, it might not.
Yeah.
You know? Not all consejos work, you know.
Agree. Okay. Robert, where on social medias, where can people find you, bro?
Well, on Instagram is @RC_barbershop.
Okay. And I'm gonna add that on there so that you guys can see.
And then my TikTok, I hardly use it. So,
I don't even have a TikTok. So
I don't even really know it.
But before I let you go, I definitely want to show people some goodies that RC hooked us up with, guys. So he came through with a clutch hat that we're going to represent. Ahorita me dices how much all this is, bro, because...
Like 1,000.
cuentas claras, amistades largas. But he came through with the hat, RC.
A shirt.
I ordered this one from him, guys.
That was like months ago.
I ordered it months ago, but it came through. And then a couple stickers and some pins. ¿Y quién es este? Who's this one, bro?
Well, it was supposed to be me when I had my beard longer, you know?
You used to have it really big like this, huh? And yeah, that's a style that you're kind of just like, I'd rather want it a little shorter.
More clean.
A little shorter. All right. And he came through with the portals. For sponsorship purposes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not even sponsored by anyone, but we're going to enjoy some portals right now. Robert, thank you, bro.
Thank you
for coming. Thank you for being open, sharing people, you know, some vulnerability of your stuff. It's just when any guest comes to the Mac Effect, this is something that is healing me, bro. So when someone takes their time and invest in the Mac Effect, it blesses me so much. So I just want to be clear that I'm super, super grateful that you came.
No, thank you. Thank you for inviting. But before I go, you got to say, I'm not your barber. Udi's your barber.
Well, yes.
You know, you got to give him props.
We got to give Udi a shout out. Yes. I have to make an appointment right now that you said for my boys for back to school because Jordan me está dice, I want the guy that puts the numbers in the back of my head. So, Uri, if you're watching, you need to come through for my son, and he needs his numbers in the back of his head, bro. But, Robert, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it, bro.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Guys, thank you so much for watching. I hope something resonated, hit with you. If you have more questions, put them there in the comments. Let us know what thoughts, a question that maybe I missed to ask or that you want to know about. And we can definitely ask it and get that information for you guys. But with that being said, from the bottom of my heart, the Mac Effect says thank you for watching. Thank you for tuning in. But we're out. Peace, guys.